Good morning, everyone. I would like to welcome to the House of Democracy, Portuguese Parliament, to this working group. I would like to tell you that I'm very pleased and I'm very honored to receive you here, and I'm talking on behalf of the President of the Parliament. And I want to welcome you to our house.
Because I expect that most of you do understand English, and this will avoid the need for translation. I'm here also as the chair of the Committee for Education and Science within the Parliament, so it's a parliamentary commission for education and science. And I also have the honor of being a member of the National Council, Portuguese National Council for reproductive technologies, assisted reproductive technologies. But I'm here primarily as a chair of the Committee for Education Science, and so I would like to make a few comments regarding the issue of education and science in the domains that are of concern to you. The issues that you will be covering in this meeting are not only highly relevant, but very, I would say, extremely timely in this discussion. I belong to the generation, as some of you do too, where the term test tube baby was disparagingly used by a significant portion of our society. And it still is. There are significant portions of the societies in Europe and elsewhere that, although it's not any more politically correct to mention the term test tube baby, still view this as a technique for producing test tube babies. Yet today, millions of babies have been born using assisted reproductive technologies. It was a long period until it became finally established as a means for helping couples and women to achieve one of their desires. A domain such as this one, where innovation, and by innovation I refer to both social and technological, because we usually forget about social innovation and we talk mainly about technological innovation, but where social and technological innovation have played very significant roles in the past. My background in physics and biology has given me the opportunity over the years, I'm no longer young, to witness how new knowledge and what is new in general both fascinates and frightens. And it does so not to different people. It fascinates and frightens even the same people. What is new is usually regarded with fascination and suspicion and fear. And this is true, I think, particularly in the areas of physics and biology, because these are the ones that have affected some of the technologies that we are using at the moment. And speaking on behalf of someone who's concerned with education and with science, I would prefer it to be called knowledge rather than science, understanding and communicating notions of risk are of increasing political significance. We have, in general, our society has a great deal of difficulty communicating in a clear manner what are the issues involved in domains that involve risk-taking. Understanding risk requires, in my view, and that's why it's interesting, requires input from all areas of knowledge. It is a domain that requires dialogue between the natural sciences, the social sciences, and the humanities, and that makes it difficult because many of these domains have acquired very specific language and terminologies that make it very hard to have a meaningful discussion and a discussion that achieves important goals. So, to me, one of the greatest challenges of current societies in where we live have to do with understanding and communicating the areas around risk and innovation. Conflating this knowledge from all domains is not easy. And it's not easy because people have a tendency to talk in parallel. They don't understand each other. They like to use words that make them feel like they are very competent and the others don't know what they're talking about, and so it does not facilitate dialogue. And I think this is particularly true in domains where innovation is taking place very rapidly. There is an enormous amount of specialized terminology that somebody has to translate so that the others or the general public understand. And there are many examples of this. I think some of the speakers who will talk after me will give you some of those examples. I have chosen three that are fairly recent and that have, you know, put journalists and the media in great activity. And they are the area of cloning. You all remember when Dolly appeared in every cover of every major magazine and newspaper in Europe and the discussions around it. More recently, the issue of big data and the cloud and the corresponding issues of cyber, what I like to call insecurity, associating big data, and more recently in Portugal, the topic of surrogate motherhood is a current topic of discussion. But this dialogue between the domains is essential if we want to have sensible and effective regulation. And we are in the house that delivers the rules for regulation. And so it's appropriate that such a topic as the ones you'll be discussing take place here and hopefully will impact what decisions are made here in this particular site. That is what lawmakers hope for. They hope that you will be able to clarify issues, that you will be able to be understandable, clear about some of the concerns that you have, and that is what I hope your work will continue to deliver. As chair of the Committee for Education and Science, let me end with a quote that I read only a few days ago and that still inspires me today. And the quote is from a journalist, an Englishman who went to America very young and who was a journalist for the Chicago Tribune. And his quote, I think, is not only elegant, but profound. He said, "The whole purpose of education is to turn mirrors into windows." And I think that's a wonderful, wonderful message about what knowledge should be about and where we want to go. So having expressed what I feel about the importance of your being here today for Parliament and for the Committee of Education and Science and also for the Committee on Health, I would now like to proceed by introducing some of the speakers who will come after me, and that will be Uri Kuresh, who is on my left and who is the president of the National Council for Assisted Reproductive Technologies in Portugal, and he will be next as a speaker. Then João Paulo Almeida Souza, who is the chair of the Portuguese Institute for Blood and Transplantation. And then finally, Carlos Plancha, who is the program committee chair for this meeting. I thank them all for being here. I thank you all for having invited me to be here also and to welcome you in the name of our Assembly President. So may I pass the word to Eric.
Vou dizer algumas palavras em português e depois mudarei para o inglês. Como no serviço de traduções. Há serviço de traduções. De qualquer modo, vou falar em inglês. Como diz o Woody Allen, alguma coisa se perde sempre na tradução, mas vamos começar em português. Ladies and gentlemen, Professor Quintanilha, in representation of the representative of the President of the Parliament, Dr. João Paulo Almeida, who's the chair of IPST, and the chair of the Program Committee, Professor Carlos Plancha. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure to have you here with us in Lisbon, and an honor for the Council that are here to discuss these matters, such important matters, as was stressed by the president of this session, Professor Alexandre Quintanilha.
I have, first of all, some thanks that should be made. First of all, to the coordination of the Arctics program, Nigel, Milton, Iana Pardal. Secondly, to the services of the Parliament, the Portuguese Parliament, starting with the Protocol, Ana Couto e Cátia Rodrigues, the Public Relations Service, Vítor Pires da Silva, and also for the informatic and audiovisual support. As you probably saw already in your program, it is scheduled an official visit to the Portuguese Parliament. I sincerely invite you to go to this visit, to travel a bit through this magnificent palace, historic site in Lisbon, but the professionals will speak about it more with more knowledge than the one that I have about this house. That is also the house of the Portuguese authority competent authority. And it is a pleasure to be to depend on the Parliament. I will talk about this, the importance of this small detail in the afternoon. Not only an honor, but for the Portuguese authority, but also a very important moment for us. This meeting is. It has been our goal for many years. The Portuguese authority has 10 years. We completed 10 years in March of this year. It has been an our goal for a long time to try to make people understand, not only in Portugal, where our work is somehow more easy because we have a law, a separated law for the reproductive cells and tissues, separated from the laws that regulate the other human cells and tissues. But we want to make most people understand, mainly in Europe, that this is the solution, this is the best solution. I have the utmost respect for all aspects related with human cells and tissues. However, well, some of you have, I believe, heard this speech more or less in Prague. In assisted reproductive technologies, we do not deal with the mending or the healing of an existing human body. Our core business, if you allow me the expression, is to help the creation of a new human being, a new human being, not an old one. And with all the discussion about the ethical problems of the embryo, the ethical statue of the embryo that is used in other areas, it is very difficult for me to understand why the reproductive cells and tissues are in the same European directive as all the other human cells and tissues. It is not logical. If you have so many problems about the ethical statue of the embryo, why did you mingle them, the human reproductive cells and tissues, embryos in the end also, with all the other cells? It's not logical, and I do not understand it. And so, despite the need to discuss all the other matters that you will discuss, and I'm sure, and you have been discussing, this is the final event, the dissemination event, so you have been discussing them. And I'm aware, through Carlos Plancha, which is the representative, besides all his good qualities, other qualities, yes, one other quality is the representative of the Portuguese Council for European issues, matters, and that is why he is with you and has been working with you. And so he has informed us of the excellent work you have been doing through this, the Arctics program, and I thank you for that. It is very important, as the chairman of this session has already mentioned, and I repeat. But for us, there is this little thing that is very important, and I'm sorry if I'm going to take advantage of you to boast this idea. I don't understand why reproductive cells and tissues are in the same directive as the other human cells. They are all very important because healing or mending an existing body is something that is very, very important. The human health, the health of the human beings is very important, but it has very little to do with the creation of a new being. So I'm sorry to profit from your work, and to try to boast this idea, but I had to tell you this, not to undermine your work, but to show that there is a difference, and that difference has to be exposed to everyone, has to be understood by everyone. So I wish you, and I'm sure it will be an excellent conference, an excellent event, and I thank you for being here. And I'm sorry that you have to be in a hotel in Carcavelos, although Carcavelos is beautiful. It's a beautiful beach. When I was young, I went there a lot because it's beautiful. It's good for the nautical activities, not only for swimming. But it seems that Lisbon is fashionable, and we couldn't book an hotel in such a short notice. And so you have to travel a bit through a beautiful landscape and see the river. I don't know if you come by the sea or by the interior. I'm sorry that you have to travel, but it's something that will permit you to see different aspects of our beautiful city, our beautiful capital. Once again, thank you. It's an honor to have you present in Lisbon, and especially in this House of Democracy, as our chairman so beautifully put it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Rick, I will now pass the floor to João Paulo Almeida Souza, who is the president of the Portuguese Institute for Blood and Transplantation.
Mr. President of the Education and Science Commission, Professor Alexandre Quintanilha, Mr. President of the National Council of Assisted Reproductive Treatment, Court of Appeal Judge Eurico Reis, the Program Committee Chair, Professor Carlos Plancha, the Coordination of the Arctic Joint Action, Dr. Milan, the European Society for Blood and Marrow Transplantation, Dr. Ellen McGrath, the European Society of Human Reproduction and Embryology, Dr. Borut Kovacic, Excellences, distinguished guests, dear colleagues, ladies and gentlemen. It is a great honor for me to welcome all of you here at Lisbon. I would like to express my most sincere gratitude for your presence in this dissemination event of the Arctic's joint action. It is also of great satisfaction for me to witness all the efforts made in the field of the activities with hematopoietic stem cells and with assisted reproductive therapies among member states. Thanks to this joint action, we will, step by step, continue to build a better future on our activities. All these efforts are dedicated to our member state citizens, whether donors, by enhancing the regulation and recognition of their right to donate, or receptors, by improving their quality of life and safety. Today, as you know, we'll be presented and discussed the main outcomes of the Arctic Joint Action. And by this, I end my speech by welcoming you here and today, hoping for a pleasing event to all of you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I will now pass the floor to Carlos Plancha, who was the program committee chair for this meeting and this discussion.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Professor Alexandre. I also need to address all the authorities here, Mr. President of the Committee of Education and Science, Professor Alexandre Quintanilha, Mr. President of the National Council of Assisted Reproductive Technologies, Dr. Eurico Reis, Mr. President of the Portuguese Institute for Blood and Transplantation, Dr. João Paulo Almeida e Souza, the coordination of Arctic's joint action, Milon, and I think Nigel is still not around, is probably coming on his way. Our invited stakeholders, the ESHRE representative, Dr. Borut Kovacic, and the EBMT representative, Dr. Ewan McGrath, distinguished representatives of competent authorities and guests, dear colleagues, friends, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like first to thank the president of the Committee for Education and Science, who's here in representation of the president of our Portuguese Parliament, for having supported us to hold this meeting here in this magnificent room from the first moment. I think, like Professor Quintanilha told, this is highly symbolic in terms of support from regulative authorities and legal legislative authorities upon the issues that are being discussed and produced by this joint action. I'd also like to stress at this point the very good collaboration between the two Portuguese authorities, the one in regarding ART and the other one regarding the blood and transplantation, both here represented by their respective presidents, our appeal judge Eurico Reis and Dr. João Paulo Almeida e Souza. And this has been a collaboration throughout the different aspects in the last years, and in particular regarding the collaboration for this joint action and for organizing this meeting. It is unfortunate that Stefan van der Spiegel from the European Commission was not able to attend this meeting. But he wanted to send a message to these participants in this meeting that I would now like to read to all of you. Message to the participants of the ARTICS dissemination event on 9 and 10 October 2017 in Lisbon. Dear participants, we wish to send you a short word of thanks for the work being undertaken within the ARTICS joint action. For the European Commission, ARTICS is an important action allowing to increase the increase of shared knowledge and know-how in the EU 28 member states in the fields of reproductive medicine and of hematopoietic stem cell transplantations. These fields are increasingly important for a large number of EU citizens in need of treatment for infertility problems on the one hand and for blood cancers and on the other hand. These areas are developing quickly, and it is therefore of utmost importance that the national competent authorities, with the duty to oversee these activities in each of the 28 EU member states, keep pace with these developments and have a minimum and common understanding on how to ensure safety and quality in these therapies. ARTICS builds up on our European model of collaboration, bringing together the best expertise available in these fields and making it available to authorities in all member states of the European Union. Together, you will help to improve the safety and quality of these highly valuable therapies. We also want to take this occasion to thank the honourable members of the Parliament of Portugal and their assistants for their interest in this field and for all the support with organising and hosting today's event. Our thanks go also to the experts in the Instituto Português do Sangue e da Transplantação and from the Conselho Nacional de Procriação Mediamente Assistida for their important contribution to several of the work packages under this joint action. Finally, we would like to thank the team in the Agence de la Biomedicine for the coordination of this joint action. This has not always been easy, but we can now trust we will end this joint action with some valuable deliverables. And signed, Stefan van der Spiegel from the Unit Santé, Quality and Safety Innovation. So I think this is on one hand, it's also very good that it really states this appreciation for our action. I have. I have just to finish a few words more, just by stating that the local organizing committee and particularly also we that are in the program committee and Ana Rita and Patricia and Paulo Severino, we'd like to welcome you all to this meeting in Lisbon. We have a very busy program that we will start immediately after lunch that you maybe cannot read it, but you have all in your leaflets that you received. And of course, it would be important, besides listening to the presentation, to really discuss and participate and put the questions. At the end of the day, I'd like to stress again what Dr. Eurico Reis just said. We would like everybody to join for our evening event that is preceded by a visit to the Portuguese Parliament, so please you are all invited to attend and to take advantage of this possibility, which is not very so open as it is now for us. And then in the evening event, we'll be eating dinner in this the monks' refectory of the old monastery that belongs to this building. So there's an opportunity for us to meet and contact more network. And for those that by chance will have just a few extension time here in Lisbon, you hope you take advantage of our city to visit and our October summer that is here to welcome you, and so we hope you enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you, Carlos. Before I pass the floor again to Eurico Reis, I would like to mention that this is, I'm hoping that we will have more participation from parliamentarians, but this is, I'm not sure what, it's a challenging time. We are at the moment discussing the budget for next year. And so, as you might imagine, many of the parliamentarians are feeling the heat. And the heat is not only figurative. Portugal is also burning in many places. I'm not sure which is hotter, the flames in the countryside or the heat in Parliament at the moment. I'm hoping that they will participate in your discussions in the afternoon, but I'm sure you understand this is not a time when everybody has a great deal of free time to discuss things other than money, budget. So, Eurico.
Just one last word. My first words, I thanked a lot of persons, deservedly, but I didn't thank the internal part of this event, all the work that has been done by the people also in the Institute for Blood and Transplantation, and I thank them in the person of its president, Dr. João Paulo Almeida Souza, and last but not least, the team from the council, Ana Rita Laranjeira, our queen bee, my right and left arm, and Patrícia Silva and Filipe Brazão. Thank you, Ana, Patrícia, Filipe. Without you, this maybe would be very difficult to be an happening. And you know that you are very important to us. And so I had to have this final word for them. I'm sorry, but I have to pet, the people that make this council possible. Yes. Thank you very much to you all. Thank you, Dr. Almeida Souza. I hope you transmit my thanks to your people in the Institute. And once again, thank you and good work.
Have an enjoyable and productive stay. I think there's lunch now, so...